Good morning.
It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Friday, I was watching a little bit of CNN this morning about the U.S. and North Korea reaching an impasse on denuclearization.
Well, yes. This is something we've spoken about many times. Our expert, Malcolm Nance, has made it clear that the North Koreans were not in a giving mood. On top of that, we are now in a major confrontation with China over the question of tariffs, and that keeps on escalating. In the meantime, David, they've got a huge push on to humanize the Korean dictator, Kim Jong-un, by putting him into sports clothes and even T-shirts. It's ridiculous, and spreading that all around. But Trump claimed that this is one of the great successes of his administration so far, that they haven't been firing any nuclear missiles, and that, therefore, the whole world is safer. And the question is not whether or not they're going to fire them, but whether they have them, and if they have them. Could they fire them? Yes. So do I think we are significantly in a different position than we were? I do not.
Vice President Mike Pence, Alan, announced the Pentagon's detailed plan for President Donald Trump's vision of a space force, which would establish the first military branch in over 70 years. Some of this has to do with protecting our satellites that are hovering above the Earth.
David, we have trillions of dollars of debt at this stage of the game, and we are about to spend a whole hell of a lot more. We have an Air Force. The Air Force is capable, of course, according to all of the experts, of doing this work instead of replicating the wheel. We are in a position where we're going to spend a lot more money with dubious results. The insiders are all saying this is dumb and rolling their eyes, and yet we're going to do it. And we have a very good military right now and a very good Air Force. And there is no reason to go in that direction, not according to Alan Chartok, but according to the experts who are all beginning to check in now.
Well, Melania Trump's parents have become U.S. citizens, Alan. This happened yesterday in Manhattan, and they used chain migration to do that. And that's something that President Trump has famously tweeted about and, quoting in the New York Times, hates.
Yeah, so they're going to beat him up. It's one more thing. It's one more lie. It's one more position in which he changes it the next day, or in which he says, basically, the hell with them. We don't care what they think. We'll just continue to do what we're going to do, and then it'll blow over in a couple of days. It really is disgusting that you would say to the American people, your relatives can't come in under this because you're an immigrant and you can't do it, but I can. So this is another study in Trumpian hypocrisy, and yet it continues to go on, and he continues to get away with it.
From the Washington Post, turn the plane around, quote, judge halts mother-daughter deportations, threatens to hold Sessions in contempt. The woman is a plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging the Department of Justice policy change that aims to expedite the removal of asylum seekers who fail to prove their cases and excludes domestic and gang violence as justifications for granting asylum.
Hey, David, you got a judge here who is as mad as a hornet. And he says, I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. Turn that plane around or get those people back here. And he's going to, quote, hold them in contempt. Well, you know, this is where the judiciary, the executive power all come into play. You're thinking about naming yet another judge to the Supreme Court. So all those appellate jurists and all the people in the middle aren't going to matter because in the end, they're going to be a bunch of people who do exactly what they're told. And that's why they were appointed sitting at the top. This is a black eye for the Justice Department in a sea of black eyes.
Well, how about what's going on in New York City, Alan? Uber was New York's plan B. Will there be a plan C? Some New Yorkers are worrying about a move by the city to cap the growth of for-hire vehicles. Uber and Lyft, of course, could be a threat to the alternative transportation system that has filled in the gaps left by the failing subways and buses.
Look, anybody who spends time in New York City knows that Uber has been a great development for so many people in order to get around. What people are worried about in government is that there's so much congestion in New York right now that they want to find a way out. But this is not the one, because as you say, David, the subways are failing. The Ubers have really developed to the point where the taxi cab industry, which always had a stranglehold, has just about lost half of its value or a good deal of it. People used to buy a medallion. Now they say there are 6 suicides as a result of that. And I feel very badly for the families and those people who suffered. So now we see lobbyists working furiously to put a stop to this. From my perspective, and I've spent a lot of time in Manhattan, I can tell you this is not a good development. And the people are going to be furious because the way that they've learned to cope is going to be negated.